Hey, Acceleration Nation. I am recording this podcast the day before I and my family go to lovely Iceland. And as I take a break and go on vacation, I want to talk a little bit about work-life balance. And work-life balance is a term that is discussed numerous places. Almost every company says that they offer a good work-life balance. Well, not everyone, but a lot of them do. Not all of them actually enforce it. But regardless of how a company mandates work-life balance, whatever their policies are, remote work, working on weekends, working after hours, maternity time, paternity time, things of that nature, work-life balance is a very individual definition. So my definition of work-life is I'm always on my email. I'm always on LinkedIn. I'm working on trying to get out of that, but it's what I do. So when I'm working or with my family, I'm always distracted by that. I'm actually working on resolving that. But historically in my career, and I would say ever since American Express days, because I didn't have to work that hard at American Express, I would leave it at that. But when I went to Google, when I went to big tech companies, when I worked at startups, it was a very fast-paced environment. And I was actually enjoying the work for the most part. I didn't always enjoy the people. So I would just always integrate my work and my life. That would mean on the weekend, after hours, I would check my email on the phone. I would sometimes work on projects on the weekend if I was interested in that. When I traveled, I would check my emails. But also when I was in the office, if I had to go to the doctor, I would take time off to go to the doctor. If I had a school play for my kids or to leave early for sports, I would do that. I was more of an integrator. There's other people out there, and I've had great employees that have been segmenters. So when they leave the office at the end of the day, or if they shut their laptop, if you're working from home at the end of the day, they were segmenting their work and their life. They did not want those to blend together or to integrate. And that is totally cool as well. And I've had amazing segmenters on my team. This woman, Rachel, who worked with me multiple times at multiple companies, and she would make it clear of when she's working and when she's not. But I knew when she was working, she would bust her hump, get stuff done. And when she was out, she would inform people if she's going to be gone for a vacation. And this is what you do if you need to help a customer or do something like that. So she had really good boundaries. And I think that's extremely healthy as well, potentially more healthy than the integrator. Although for the most part, I really thrived being an integrator. So the reason I'm bringing this up now, this integrator versus segmenter, there's a lot of research on this. And there's an article from Adam Grant, who is an organizational psychologist from the University of Pennsylvania, someone I really admire and am inspired by. He wrote an article about the differences between integrators and segmenters, I believe. And Google also did some research on this when I was at Google. And that's when I first heard the term integrator and segmenter. And there's probably people in between as well. It's not an either or. But as you think about work-life balance, think about what's important for you. And I would not dig deep while you're trying to get the job. When you're trying to get the job, you want to get the offer. Don't let responses derail you. And also, if you tend to probe too much about the work-life balance and the flexibility and things of that nature during the interview process, when you are wooing the company, that could trigger them to not make you an offer. So you want to be the one who makes the offer. So after you get the offer, you can ask those questions. And depending on that offer, depending on how rich that offer is, how attractive that offer is, what your current opportunity cost, your BATNA, your best alternative to a negotiated agreement is at your existing company, then you can make that decision. So work-life balance is a very important aspect for people. I'm working on managing my work-life balance a little bit because it's gone a little bit off the deep end as I've been leading Kadima. I'm working 17 this past week, some 20-hour days because I was not able to sleep for two consecutive nights due to dealing with some startup-y stuff, and I got to get it back into a more normal balance. And that brings me to my trip to Iceland. I am very fortunate and privileged to have a wonderful mom who has inspired me in a lot of different ways. She never went to college. She was a secretary at first. She worked for Dr. Scholl's the shoe company. She would go to like CVS's and Rite Aid's and Rock Bottoms at the time and fill up the dispensers of foot insoles and callus grinders and toenail clippers. So we had boxes and boxes of Dr. Scholl's stuff in our basement. So she did jobs like that. She did a variety of different things. She was going to stenography school at some point, but she wound up going back to college and she went to Queens College, a state school in New York. I went to Binghamton and we happened to both graduate the same year in 1995. So that's cool. My mom's been an inspiration for me with that. She also wound up going to Columbia for her school of social work, just coincidentally. It didn't really play into my decision-making, but it is a nice coincidence. I wound up going to Columbia Business School when I decided to go to business school. So we also have that in common. I think she's inspired me just growing and developing. And she's always been super supportive of me, Kadima, my kids, and my wife as well. And because of that, she's taken our family to Iceland for a 11-day cruise plus 3 days in Reykjavik. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm working with my COO, who's an awesome dude. We've known each other since 2006 when we worked at American Express. We both worked on the Costco card, which was the biggest partnership with American Express. DJ is going to be holding the ship down. I'm going to try to be a little bit more of a segmenter. I'm still probably going to be on LinkedIn. And we'll see how this little test goes of me going from a hardcore integrator. So anyway, hopefully it makes you think a little bit about what values are important to you. I cannot define those values. Once you define those values, you should start identifying a list of companies that are known for those values. So if you want less hours, more support, and more of a soft environment, not soft as bad, but just more emotionally supportive environment, you should probably cross Amazon off your list or not put as many eggs in that basket. There are some good managers there. There are some good teams. Probably not on the retail side, maybe on the Prime side, maybe on the Audible side, but just be a little aware there. On the flip side, companies like Salesforce, American Express, Google treat people really well. There's tons of companies that treat people really well. I can't think of them all off the top of my head. You can easily look in Glassdoor. And again, while work-life balance is different for each person between segmenter and integrator, I think that the companies that are deemed to have a stronger work-life balance will likely give you the flexibility to operate how you like to operate. With that, I hope that this episode was enjoyable. As a reminder, if we can ever help you to accelerate your career, there's three ways that we help. One, we have a digital course. If you're someone who can do it yourself, you just need some scripts, templates, worksheets, and you can follow directions, that will get you quite far to accelerate your career. If you want a little bit of access to me through group coaching and also save $1,000 off our negotiation services, which, by the way, get an average of $41,000 more money for you. And if you want one free one-on-one coaching session with me at the completion of the course, join our group coaching program. You'll see me every other week and we will get your career accelerated. And finally, if you're someone that wants unlimited access to me until you land that better job, we're pretty selective with this. It's our personalized coaching program. I take a small number of people into the program each month, and we turn away a lot more than we accept. I encourage you to apply like I encourage you to apply to the Googles and Facebooks and Salesforces and Goldman Sachs of the world. Shoot for the moon. And with that, three last words for you, own your career.
That wraps up another remarkable episode of the Sick Career Podcast with Alan Stein. Check out past episodes and other resources on the website. That's sickpodcast.com, and it's S-Y-C-K. Alan, tell the audience about the newsletter they can sign up for.
The newsletter rocks. Check out the accelerator, XLR8R. You will get great tips about your career. You'll get honest insights. You'll get the occasional pet picture, and you will learn how to take proactive control and take charge of your career.
Very good. Very good. That's sickpodcast.com, S-Y-C-K. For your host, Alan Stein, I'm Russ Reba, and we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. You are going to love the next one.